Larry Estes has had a sod house in his backyard as long as he can remember. He never really thought anything about it until a repairman pointed it out.
From there on, it just mushroomed. And I can't understand in my own mind why it's important, but as many people were here, it must be.
It's important because for a team of scientists from Lincoln, Nebraska, the sod house represents a snapshot of prairie life from more than a century ago. Late last fall, Estes and a few members of the Custer County Historical Society separated one wall from the rest of the house. The whole thing weighed almost 2 tons. The scientists want to take the wall back to the University of Nebraska-Lincoln to dissect it, take it apart, and analyze everything inside it in a kind of autopsy. Luann Wansnyder is a professor of archaeology at UNL and one member of the autopsy team. She wants to know if the sod house can tell a more detailed story about homesteaders in Nebraska. She says we know some things about the turn of the century, but there's a lot we don't know, too.
It's a laboratory that we can kind of look to see over the course of 100 years what happened as people dealt with changing economic situations and as droughts came and affected them.
It could help current farmers on the plains cope with drought and deal with climate change in the future. The wall sits in storage on UNL's East Campus for most of the winter. In March, Dave Woodin, a grasslands ecologist at UNL's School of Natural Resources, and the other researchers start the autopsy.
That looks like the easiest corner to start with.
I think so.
Right?
First, they have to take the wall apart. Woodin inserts a wide trowel between two layers of brick. David Murphy, an architectural historian at the Nebraska State Historical Society, looks on.
Has it been hard pulling the bricks apart?
No, because you can kind of see it jostled around enough in transit. The seal broke a little bit. I've been using these wide trowels to make sure we don't break it. It just seems to fall right off.
Woodin says even though the wall comes apart pretty easily, the bricks themselves are really sturdy.
They're amazing, you know, so this is about... What is that? 3 to 4 inches thick. It's hard as a brick. And you can still see roots sticking all through it that hold it together.
Those are roots from the prairie grasses that were growing in the dirt before that dirt became building material. The sod is a kind of time capsule from 100 years ago. Like settler life, we have some idea of what the prairie was like at that time. But Woodin wants to know more.
Lewis and Clark made notes about the prairie, but they weren't quantitative data. They weren't how much of this species, how much of that species. And they certainly didn't measure how much soil organic matter, what percent carbon the soils had back then when they went through.
Woodin will use modern techniques to analyze the sod bricks to get the same kind of information we have about the prairie today. Those details might sound trivial, but they can help scientists see how much or how little the prairie has changed in the past century. That could help conservationists define clearer goals for preserving grasslands. Woodin says we know what grasses grew a century ago, but not which ones were dominant or how they affected soil fertility and organic matter.
We literally have preserved a natural prairie, and it's just sitting in my hand as a block of sod. That's not our goal for our landscape. It's important to know the history because it informs what we choose now as our priorities.
Because there's so much dirt, the wall is also a chance to just try things. Woodin and the other scientists on the team can be creative with their experiments.
We have chunks of this that we've broken up and put in a greenhouse flat, and we're watering it to see if anything will germinate. The science tells us that 99.9% of seeds are never going to make it 100 years. I don't know if that revolutionized science in any way, but it'd be really neat.
Right, this is... like 43.
That's 43? Okay.
And then this is 62.
Back at the service shed at UNL, Woodin and Murphy take measurements of the huge brick they just removed. Wansnyder notes where on the wall this brick came from, so later they'll be able to match it to their data. Woodin divides the brick up into squares for each lab.
There you go. It's like cutting up a Dairy Queen ice cream cake.
What piece do you want?
The autopsy is going to take a long time. The team still has to peel apart the rest of the bricks and divide them up among the labs doing analyses. And there's still more than half the wall to go through. It will be a while before they get any results. But even though the autopsy is still in its early stages, Woodin says it's already producing something. Collaboration between different kinds of scientists.
I've never actually worked on the same soil samples with an archaeologist and a historian. And even some of my colleagues, my entomologist friends and stuff, I've never actually worked with them on the same sample in the same place. The interdisciplinary nature of the project, that's what science should be.
So do you have a layer? Do you have a piece from layer 3 yet?
No.
No.
These findings may only apply to this one specific area of the prairie and to this one specific sod house. But their research could be part of a bigger collaboration. Their techniques and data could be used by other scientists to study more sod houses and help us get a better picture of our past all over the Midwest. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Jackie Sujiko.